McConnell, Democrats want to tax us into a recession after spending us into inflation. By Jeff Poor on July 14, 2022. Thursday, during an appearance on FNC's special report, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, criticized his congressional Democrat colleagues for spending bills, which he said have contributed to the inflationary pressures the country was facing. According to the Kentucky Republican, the next move for Democrats was to tax us into a recession. Gene Sperling had a really tough job trying to defend the indefensible, he said. There's one clear reason we are suffering from 40-year high inflation. The $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package passed last year in March. Without a single Republican vote, which Bill Clinton's Secretary of the Treasury Larry Summers said at the time was going to create record inflation. And Jason Furman, President Obama's top economist, said it was going to create record inflation. And it has. And you saw the numbers the other day. They continue to go up. So, Gene did the best job he could defending the indefensible. This inflationary spiral is entirely the responsibility of this all-Democratic government, McConnell continued. And, as you suggested, now they want to make it worse by having yet another spending bill, which they argue is some version of BBB, which Senator Manchin shot down a year ago. And they're discussing raising taxes, which, coupled with the interest rates that the Fed is going to have to pick up, likely leads to a recession. So they want to tax us into a recession after spending us into inflation. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.